I've been taking you through an unofficial series of episodes on getting started with group discipleship. What I'd like to do now is really point you to the bread and butter. Just four more episodes on getting started. This is going to break apart what goes back to episode four of four values that shape our circles with discipleship. I just want to take one episode to focus in on each. We're going to talk about multiplication, we're going to talk about mission, community, and today we're going to talk about discipleship. That's one of the first questions someone asks when a number of disciples are coming together and they want to grow. What is the content that we are going to use? And the big three choices are, am I going to go with the study guide? Am I going to choose a book? Or am I going to go straight to the Bible itself? So let me give you a little bit of a pros and cons list and a pro tip for each one of those, okay? Study guides. The positive side to choosing a study guide for your group discipleship is it's ready to go. That's what it's made for. The questions are handed to you. The content is handed to you. It's nice because you can hand that to the participants as well. They can work ahead before you all come together. This is great for rookie group discipleship leaders. And it's also a time saver for the veteran leaders as well. You know, kind of the downside, though, to the study guides is it's really, really easy to become dependent on that material, where a lot of times people will start engaging material instead of engaging each other. You know how there's always going to be that awkward moment where no one knows what to say, and sometimes those create the best fruit in a group setting. Well, if you got a study guide in front of you, like if no one knows what to say, they just look down at their material. That's kind of their way of saying, I'm done talking. We're going to let the material talk for itself again. That's not a place you want to live in. So here's some tips on how to make a study guide your own. And that's really the important thing is don't just take it verbatim. Okay, don't use every single question. I would suggest that, you know, pick and choose which questions you're going to do. And on occasions, ask the question and then set the guide down to the side of you, behind you, as if to say, we're going to spend some time really talking this out. This is about getting the conversation going amongst ourselves. And I'd also encourage you to make the questions in your own words. Don't use their words, use yours. Okay, so that's study guides. Second option could be reading a book that's about Jesus or about Scripture or about something that God would have for us. What's great about books is it's fresh. It's a fresh dig on a select topic. It can either be something contextual to today's world and questions we're asking and a fresh writing from today, or it can be fresh in a classic sense of let's go back 50, 100, few hundred years to hear what people said about this in their relationship with God way back then. Why did it stand the test of time? So it's great for an at-length dig into any topic, and it keeps the dialogue open, where sometimes the study guides try to narrow it in too much. The cons to this is that studying something about the Bible will never be a substitute for the Bible itself. People do need to get a handle on the Scriptures for themselves, realizing that they can read the Bible on their own, and so it wouldn't be good to go back to a book all the time. And that's really my tip in this regard, is to use books well, you got to use them in moderation. Just every now and then, just to freshen it up. Let's jump over to the Bible. That's the third place that you can get your discipleship content for your discussions. And the positive sides of using the Bible is there's no intermediary. It's just you and Jesus right there. You don't need another author. You don't need another question. People need this transferable skill. Like, disciples of Jesus need to experience that they can open the Bible for themselves and learn it. And a group setting is the best place for them to work out those skills so they can follow Jesus on their own time as well. That's huge. That's important. I'd go so far as to say that's most important. The con side of it, I really can't think of any con side to discussing the Bible directly, aside from the occasion of it becomes routine. And if it feels routine to you and it's not fresh, well then use one of the other two and then come back to the Bible. If I was going to give you some tips on it, it would look a lot like that last episode that we just shared with you of keep your questions from the scriptures simple and repeatable, again, so that people realize that they can handle this on their own. And secondly, any more specific question you ask, put an open end on that specific question. Don't quiz people of, hey, what was Joshua's brother's name, or what year was Moses born? Like, it's not trivia. Ask good questions that get people to openly explore the scriptures. Study guides, books, and the Bible itself all are great content in their own way for creating group discipleship.